Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Mr. President. We'd like to begin by commending the work done on gender and diversity by the gender focal points of France and Namibia. We hope to see their role permanently embedded in the machinery so as to enable continuity of efforts to mainstream gender and diversity within the implementation of the Convention. We support a number of positive statements on this issue today. We are disappointed to have heard during the week some negative statements made by one state on this issue, which undermines the efforts to ensure that the implementation of the convention equally satisfies the needs of all affected persons without leaving anyone behind. We remind delegates that gender is a social construct which is variable. It is our responsibility to reflect a person's social identity in our needs analysis and response to truly and completely implement the convention. The Lausanne Action Plan supports this endeavour. While we also applaud efforts undertaken by certain states and civil society, NPA regrets that we continue to see major shortfalls in gender and diversity mainstreaming the sector's response to addressing cluster munition remnant contamination. As revealed in Mine Action Review's monitoring of the Lausanne Action Plan implementation, only 3 of the 10 affected states' parties integrate gender and diversity in their national work plans and strategies, as required by Action 4. And only 1/2 of these include gender and diversity in survey and clearance planning and prioritisation, as per Action 23. The Lausanne Action Plan should be implemented fully, including those actions pertaining to gender and diversity, and that is why we hereby appeal to those affected states' parties not currently meeting those indicators to rectify this as a matter of urgency. Action 4 of the Lausanne Action Plan clearly asks for different needs, vulnerabilities and perspectives of women, girls, boys and men from diverse populations and all ages to be considered and inform the implementation of the convention. Without a gender and diversity-sensitive baseline survey, there can be no complete understanding of the context and the contamination, thus setting back any clearance response and potentially leaving out whole areas and populations, thereby impeding the fulfilment of Article 4 obligations. Without diverse representation in international disarmament fora, affected voices will remain unheard and, therefore, convention obligations will not be completely met, which would in turn hinder the goal to achieve a world free from cluster munitions and stop their harm for all. In 2022, we venture to be impatient and expect each of us to do their very best to ensure gender and diversity are properly considered and embedded in each step of mine action. National authorities, operators, donors, civil society, and the machinery of this convention must work together to ensure the provisions of the convention benefit everyone equally and that no one is left behind. Finally, we encourage all parties present to reach out and utilise the Gender and Diversity Working Group, of which Norwegian People's Aid is also a proud member and whose statement we fully align with. Thank you very much.